It started really last night. Last night, you get ready, you make sure all your stuff is ready because you know you're going to be out in the morning, and you're excited. It's just a really cool feeling, exhilarating to be able to know, you know, possibility. Carmen Flesher. I've lived here just about all my life in Collier County. I love to hunt. We hunt, we fish. I've shot guns my whole life. It was probably about a 40-minute drive where we went. And then we go and basically waited till it got a little bit of daylight, walked to the stand, got in the stand. We actually share a double leaner tree stand and just kind of waited.
Anthony Rogers Wright. I'm the Policy and Organizing Director with Environmental Action. I'm from New York City. I flew down on Thursday and drove from Delray at about 4:30 this morning to get here. We want to record what's going on for the people who couldn't be here. We have seen no reason for this hunt to go forward. There is no nexus between killing bears and improving public safety. And there's certainly no biological nexus that's been established as to why their populations have to be held in check when we don't even know what the actual population of the bears are in the state.
They are eating everything, so they're having to move in closer to town. You know, what's next, you know, or is it going to be, you know, your dogs or, you know, the animals that are outside? They're overpopulating and they have nowhere else to go eat. So they're eating everything. Where we used to hunt, we always had hogs. We don't have hogs anymore. I don't really even feel that it's humans that are pushing the animals out. I think that there's just nothing left for them.
Having five uncles who are lawyers and a mother who was very much into justice, I think it's in the lineage of justice in my family. What's happening now is an injustice.
My dad actually would take me out and we would go shooting. And then hunting, probably in the last 10 to 15 years, I've really gotten into more hunting. I think everybody should experience going to the woods before daylight and sit in a tree stand or be out there, because you actually see how the woods, they wake up. It's just an experience. It's almost like a religious experience. You know, the birds start going, the frogs start going.
You know, it's absolutely beautiful, tall, beautiful trees, a jungle-like setting, some waterways, just the way it should be, untouched, left alone, and letting nature just do what it does. This state is such a treasure, and that includes the bears. I have not seen a bear yet. I would love to see a bear. They are magnificent creatures. I've only seen pictures.
We actually seen two bears prior to this one, but if you don't have a good shot, well, you know, you can't take it. So, you know, those two went ahead and walked. It's exciting to see the wildlife and to see the bears in the wild. And then this one came out, and was being an older bear and a little bit bigger bear, they don't really walk. They have more like a little old man roll thing kind of thing going. And he came out, and James had a better shot. James is my boyfriend. He had a better angle, so he took the shot.
That's the first one that I've seen today. It was rigor mortis. It had its tongue hanging out of its mouth. There were wounds to the side of it, and it did look like it went through some pain before it finally died. The people of Florida should not be discouraged. This is definitely a dark day, but there's time to regroup and get together to do what we want to do ultimately, which is stop this from ever happening again.
It's just maintaining the right, you know, the right numbers. So hopefully this will continue on for next year. We're actually going to take it to his dad's house. He actually processes wild game, so we're going to take it there and we're going to process it and make some of it into burger. We'll probably put some of it in the freezer, give some to his dad, you know, his brothers. It's food for the table.